BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Just one verse. And the responsibility goes to... Paul begins to expound on worship service traditions, that is, teachings, with the general truth in verse 3. The key word in verse 3 is head, translated from the Greek noun kapole. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's used 75 times in the New Testament. It literally means head or top, and metaphorically it signifies authority, leadership, and preeminence, particularly in discussion of roles, as we see also in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Jesus confirmed that God, his Father, is his head, meaning his authority. Especially we see that in John chapter 5, verse 19. In fact, the entire chapter talks about, Jesus talks about this. Christ, therefore, is, he says, is also the head of man, since God the Father placed him over man. And Jesus gave himself up for and will judge all mankind. As we see in Matthew 17:5 and John chapter 3, verses 35 and 36, and chapter 5, verses 26 and 27. Man is the head of woman. Perhaps that truth is the reason for Paul's transition in verse 1. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Some Greek women probably enjoyed their newfound freedom in Christ so much that they stopped following the cultural norm of wearing head covering in public and went about topless. Now, I purposely stated it that way to give some shock, the same kind of shock they induced in their culture when they stopped wearing head covering in public. It would have definitely turned heads by not wearing head coverings in the Greek culture, Roman Greek culture. Man was made for Christ, the Lord God. Eve was made next for Adam. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, chapter 2, 15 and 18, and chapter 20b through 22. There's also some verses in the New Testament which I didn't list. However, Paul states elsewhere that this is only in the physical sense, not the spiritual. Quote, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 28. The all sons of God status will prevail whether the body when the body decays, unless Jesus, of course, has some special place for you. Some years ago, I read in a book written by a married couple, the wife stated that the woman has been given the better place, for the responsibility relies on the man. He is to listen to the counsel and commands of his God and the counsel of his wife, and then make a decision. Any fault, any error, any casualty, and any miscarriage would be his responsibility. He can blame no one but himself. Adam cannot blame Eve, though he did. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 12, she was deceived first, and Adam is to blame, for he was there but said nothing, and he disobeyed God. He took it, he ate it, he disobeyed God. He's responsible. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 17. So, God is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. The responsibility of man is the woman and to obey Christ, and the obedience of Christ is to the Father, and the responsibility of man's salvation was also Christ's. He died. That was his responsibility. He took on when the Father gave it to him.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the